Beelzebub, they never stop.
Hey, can we close it? Oh, that's right. No, we can't close a window.
Oh. Air conditioning went out. So we gotta have the windows open to get some breeze in here. Otherwise, people die. Don't really want to put the die in diner. apparently they rerouted the airplanes. They're doing some work on the terminal or the runway or the wind socks or something. I don't know, whatever it is. They're feeding all the traffic over the diner this way. Oh, hi, folks. Welcome to Same. Welcome to the diner. I'm James Lilac, sitting here at my accustomed place in the long boomerang pattern from Micah Counter at the old diner out on Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from... From wherever you happen to be. At the moment. How about if we close the windows and just put ice cubes down our pants? Yeah, right. Well, we'll muddle through somehow. It's August. It's the middle of August. It's, who am I kidding? It's early, late August. I always think that August is going to be this monolithic slab of summer, but it isn't. It falls apart in your hands like a wedge of crumbly cheese. And when it's cool, as it's been here in the evenings, it's a harbinger. When it's cool in June, it's a betrayal of everything June stands for. When it's cool in July, it's an anomaly. It'll get back to hot in a second. But when it's cool in August, you can feel the summer ending. You can feel the fall coming. And then you start to panic. What haven't I done yet? Well, look at my summer checklist. I haven't done anything. I've been busy. It's been interesting. It's kept my attention, mind you. But I haven't even been to Dairy Queen, for heaven's sakes. When I was growing up, there was there were two Dairy Queens in town. There was also a Dairy Maid. Never quite figure out who would go to Dairy Maid when there was a Dairy Queen available. Probably those people who used Hunt's ketchup and RC Cola and the rest of all that sort of parallel universe brand stuff. Hydrox cookies for them, too. They probably served Hydrox cookies sprinkled over the stuff at the Dairy Maid. Our Dairy Queen in Fargo was a barn. It was built to look like a barn. Anyway, for some reason, Dairy Queen in the late 60s decided that their stores, their brand, would best be advanced by housing them in a two-story structure that brought to mind a rural shed for containing defecating animals. I'm not sure what the exact point was, but it was Dairy Queen, and that's all we cared about. We would go there on Sundays for a Mr. Misty and suffer the excruciating cerebral hemorrhages that they always brought, or get the dipped cones. Didn't go for the chocolate, me. I didn't go for that strange red stuff. No, for me, it was the dun-colored dip I liked the best, alternately described as butterscotch or caramel. I defy anybody to tell me the difference. I'm sorry. There isn't any. Anyway, that's what we would do, and I haven't done that this year. I haven't been to the lake. I haven't taken the trip up Highway 10. I haven't been back to Fargo. None of these things. And yet, I don't think I will, as the summer trickles through my fingers like crumbly cheese. Well, I suppose they all did. It's strange and somewhat disheartening to realize how few specific memories of summer I have from my childhood. I suppose the ones that I have are enough. How many do you need, really? I've got the memories of going to the lake. Detroit lakes, of course, where we would get in my dad's boat. And generally end up in the middle of the lake with the prop busted. For some strange reason, we would always find some either a shoal or an incredibly long piece of seaweed that would tangle in the prop and shear the cotter pin that held the propeller to the that enabled the propeller to spin and thus move the boat. And so there we would be marooned, becalmed. My father would have to jump over and change the cotter pin. I always carried a spare one. Smart man. I remember that. I remember the incredible labor it took to get the boat up out of the water and onto the back of the trailer to get it home. And how glad I was to get home, hot and tired and full of hamburgers and all the rest of it. Ah, Detroit Lakes. I remember a couple of family trips. We went to the Black Hills, we went to Medora, we went to Deadwood, we went to a wax museum where I was scared. We went to a dude ranch, I believe, where I was scared on a horse. Interesting. Went to the Mount Rushmore, where I was probably not impressed entirely by the heads. They're a wonderful achievement. Don't get me wrong. It's an incredible piece of civic art, but, you know, it's quite the build-up. You drive for 8, 9, 10, 12 hot hours in the Mercury, and these were the days before air conditioning. These were the days when the back seat was made of a particular plastic that held the sun's heat in and seared the pattern of the fabric into your flesh. And after 12 hours of getting there, you know, there they are. There's the heads, and you're just far enough away so that you thought they'd be bigger. I don't think they scared me, though. But there's that memory. Mostly the stuff that I have is just the memories of nice, wonderful, empty, lazy summer days. I used to get up... Hold on. I used to rise late, put eggs in my hair. Must have been when I was about 13, 14 or something. I was starting to go bald, and my mother's beautician told her to put eggs in my hair. Apparently there was something in the albumen, or the yolk, or whatever, maybe it was the shell, that would stimulate the follicle growth, or at least arrest the baton death march of my hairline back to the nape of my neck. And so I would get up every morning and put eggs in my hair, and then wrap my head with saran wrap and sit there and watch a series of game shows. I loved game shows. This was the heyday of the game show, too. This was the early 70s, where everything was in shag, you know, including the toupee of the host. Guys like Wink Martindale with immense lapels, like the wingspan of a pterodactyl. And you know, the people that they came on were never particularly good-looking folks. I mean, they'd have a tooth missing, they'd have, you know, spotty complexion, they'd have square glasses from many years ago with smudges and tape holding them together, and bad plaid pants. Of course, everybody had bad plaid pants in 72, 73, but you know what I mean. It was real America, warts and all, spotty bottoms and all, showing up on these game shows to try their luck. The best, I realized, was The Price is Right. I admired it, I think, more than I loved it, as did we all, because we realized that this was the absolute perfection of the genre. But this was as good as it got. This was a machine, this was. And Bob Barker himself, with his bevy of lovelies. Well, that'll jumpstart a young man's adolescence. And there were the others. You know, $25,000 Pyramid. Match Game later, which came on in the afternoons and was this sort of debased cocktail hour. It took me a long time to realize exactly how drunk everybody was. I suppose that was apparent to the adults, but not to me. But the one that I really liked, and I bring it up because the fellow who stocks the jukebox here, well, it's like he read my mind. Look what we have at A1. Provided by Dicker and or Dicker of Beverly Hills. And Monty Hall suits, I'm certain, dead certain, were provided by Botany 500. It would seem to clothe all the guys who did the game shows. I always loved that theme because you were under the impression that they were performing it live. For all I know, they were. But it sounds like just a small little combo sitting off in the corner of the stage. Probably recorded them once in 62 and you know, Gave them a nickel royalty check every week thereafter. My mom liked Monty Hall. I think she had a little sneaker for him. She used to say, he seems like he'd be fun at parties. And I imagine she's quite right. You can just see him standing in a corner, entertaining all with his chipper Canadian cheer, offering them this in exchange for that, threatening to expose their grim, avaricious nature, then cruelly dashing their expectations with a goat. At the end of the show, he always walked around offering money for peculiar things, too. $5 if you have a hairy merkin. I'll give $6,000 if you have a lock of the Wright brothers' hair. Yeah, you could see the looks on people's faces. I was going to bring that! Well, that was my summer when I was a child. 12:30, sitting indoors, eating a cheese sandwich, egg trickling down my face, watching Let's Make a Deal with my mother. Well, there has to be some summer song in here to solidify my summer mood, if you will. Heaven's sakes, there's still weeks of the stuff left. All right, let's find something apt for summer. And I'm not going to play In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry. Not this year. Matter of fact, that's the one thing that I've successfully done this summer. Not listen to Mungo Jerry. Let's try this one. It's D1. Song either. Sorry. I know it's a classic. I know it's a standard. I know it's Gershwin. I don't like it. Now let's go back to the A's. See if there's something else in the game show genre, shall we hear? Let's try B1. Wish he'd put names on these things. Not doing it either. And that's the Hollywood Squares theme. Man, when Hollywood Squares theme doesn't have the power to bring back the feeling of summer, something's askew. Or maybe it's just that maybe there aren't really any summer songs in the sense that the song says summer as a concept. There are all kinds of songs that bring back the summer of a particular time in an era. Every summer has a song, but there are no real good summer songs. There's Theme from a Summer Place, you know, which, as far as I can tell, let's see if we have that anywhere around here. Hope he wrote it in this one. Yeah, here, Theme from a Summer Place. Tell me if you think that this means summer to you. It's Santa in a Speedo. I mean, it's a nice little song. Not a song, they're an instrumental version, of course, performed by The Ventures, but you add some sleigh bells and it could very well be a Christmas song as well. Is there such a thing as a summer song? A song that truly captures the spirit of summer? Huh. That's a good question, isn't it? Let's page here again through the jukebox and see. Ah, well, here's a challenge. This one is W2. Well, thank you, Eddie Cochran. Of course, that's a song about summer. But is it really suffused with the essence of summer itself? Or am I just talking out of my hat? Well, I'm not wearing a hat. And if I were wearing a hat, it'd be hard to talk out of it unless my oral aperture was located at the top of my cranial area, which it's not. Oh, God, what am I doing here? There's got to be something in the jukebox that says summer. Let's try this one over here.
It's All Right in the Summertime, sung by Miss Ada Jones.
What? Flies and the spoiled meat, and it's, yeah, okay. Thank you, Miss Ada Jones. You know what? I'm out of here. It's a warm evening. There's no reason to be sitting inside. I'm just going to go down to the shores of Lake Lilac and sit and listen to the waves come in. Can there be any better summer sound than that? No. Come on, let's go. Let's go. There he is, in case you're curious. I'm looking at him now, the Pillsbury Doughboy Terminator robot from the future. He's still around. Folks built him a nice plinth for him to stand on. If you drive by, you'll see that his arm is raised. That's because of the 4th of July. They dressed him like the Statue of Liberty and put the arm up and put sparklers in it. It's very festive and patriotic. I think we'll be decorating him for all of the holidays. It's nice to know that he's part of the Diner family now. Granted, his belly is still full of plutonium, but we'll deal with that someday. Probably just by moving. All right. Heading around the corner now. I can see Lake Lilac behind the diner, sparkling in the moonlight. Ah, this is perfect. This is what I've missed. This is what it means to be here. A warm evening at the lake. Smells great. Good and fishy. Ah, nothing can ruin this. Well, you can't have everything, or else heaven would be a great disappointment, I suppose. I see some motion in the moonlight down the shore. Oh my, it's teenagers. Come for beer drinking and skinny dipping and all the rest of it. Ah, to be young. Ah, to be caught up with the musical enthusiasms of the day, huh? Well, look, they got a boombox. Well, I think I'll be heading back to the diner. I remember what it was like to have parties like those. High school, once we went to a friend's cabin. Oh, we assured all of our parents that there would be parents there, of course. The place will be chock-a-block with adults. Don't worry. Of course, we knew full well there would be no adults present. That was the whole point. One of our party managed to secure some beers, those being Pabst Blue Ribbon, preferred brewski of our crew. And, you know, we did what stupid teenagers did, which was to drink a lot and then get in boats at midnight. God. I'll never trust my daughter. Ever. Actually, you know, by then they'll probably have live Google feeds of anywhere on the earth. That'll keep them in line. The notion that Mom and Dad are sitting at home watching them from a satellite. I like it. I like it. All right, back at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern Formica counter. Let's give the jukebox one more shot. See if there's anything summer-related that'll bring this day to a happy conclusion. Let's try M1.
Precious summer souvenirs. I still have banners from the boat we boarded when we sailed across the bay. Songs your favorite band recorded, I have hoarded away. Leaves are on the ground, they'll soon be frost. Someone else has found the love I lost. Still I'm clinging to my precious summer souvenirs.
That's a nice little tune from 1938, Larry Clinton and his orchestra, Summer Souvenirs. But you know, still, doesn't give me that summer feeling. Something's missing, and I don't know what it is. Ah, yes. Perfect. This is what I've been waiting for.
Close the windows, boys. Big one's coming in.
I'm gonna stab the jukebox one more time and hope it comes up with a summer song I've been looking for all day. Let's try B6. This is it! This is the one! All together now, everyone. Save the baby Pegasus. Summer. It's not summer without a thunderstorm in Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. It just isn't. I feel in the summertime mood again. Wow. Well, looks like there's enough time to even check the flip side on that one. I wonder what the B side is. Let's try B7. Ah! I give up. It just can't be fought. I guess it's not summer without Mungo Fargan Jerry. Well, thanks for dropping by, folks. I'm James Lilacs. This has been The Diner for Friday, August 17th, 2007. See you down the road! Summer.